All right. This is in Genesis 25. Genesis 25. I want you to see some basic truths. Now, these things are only revealed by the Spirit. So consider these things prayerfully. All right. In chapter 25, we see that when the time came for... In verse 21 of chapter 25 in Genesis, Isaac prayed on the Lord on the behalf of his wife because she was barren. Now, she was barren just like her mother-in-law. I mean, just like her mother-in-law Sarah was. And the Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. The babies jostled each other within her. And she said, "Why is this happening to me?" She went and inquired of the Lord. You know, she said, "Why am I even pregnant here? They're going to kill each other before they ever get out of the womb." And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the elder will serve the younger." Now, this is before they had done anything good or evil. And we're told in Romans chapter 9 that God's purpose and election might stand. Esau, Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. Well, we see how they are a picture of the Spirit and the flesh. Now, the two nations, it was true. Two nations physically... Let's look at it physically first, came out of her womb. The two nations were Israel and Edom, which Edom became Teman. The Temanites, remember? Edom came first, but Israel came second. But the Edomites ended up serving Israel, and one will be stronger than the other, and the elder will serve the younger. It was fulfilled that way. Esau's people did serve Jacob's people. But even deeper, we're talking about two nations. We're talking about the physical and the spiritual. One will be stronger than the other. The spiritual will be stronger than the physical, right? And the elder will serve the younger. Don't we put the flesh in submission to ourselves through the Spirit? When the time came for her to give birth, they were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. And after this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. Now, this grasping, remember a foot, the heel is a picture of the flesh? You can see it in the promise made between Satan's seed and the woman's seed. That he would crush his head. In other words, everything's under Jesus' feet. But the offspring of the woman's heel would be bruised. And compared to who he was in the Spirit, Jesus, that flesh, the part he walked on the earth with, is considered bruised because he rose from the dead. Right? The feet is a picture of the part of us that walk on the earth, the flesh. Now notice that Jacob came out holding on to Esau's heel. This is a picture of the Spirit attached to the flesh. They came out as one. See it? They came out as one, body and spirit. He came out holding on to his brother. They came out as one. But because the flesh came first, he's considered the firstborn. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first came out as a red, his whole body like a hairy garment. They named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. And that means usurper. Deceiver and usurper. Now what does it say about the heart of man, the spirit of man? In its natural state, in sin, what is it? It's wicked beyond all things, isn't it? Who can know it? Deceptive and evil above all things. The boys grew up. Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country. Yet desperately wicked, the heart of man, of which Jacob is a picture. When did he become Israel? It's when he wrestled with God. And we all have that dark night of the soul, don't we, where we wrestle with God and become Israel, Prince of God, in our spirits. But that's another. But this is where they come out, body and spirit. The boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country. He was a man who depended upon his own flesh, the power of his own right arm. While Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents. Doesn't your spirit live within the tent of your body? Doesn't your spirit live within the tent of your body? This temporary? He's a quiet man living in tents. Isaac, his father, had a taste for the wild game and loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. When Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. And I'm going to tell you why Isaac, picture of the father of the son who gets the blessing. He loved the sacrifice. Jesus was obedient unto death, and his flesh is meat indeed. His flesh is meat indeed, and his blood is drink indeed. It is the body that is sacrificed. Jacob loved Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That's why he's called Edom. And Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright." "Look, I'm about to die," Esau said. "What good is a birthright to me?" So Jacob said, "Swear to me." And he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. So Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and he got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. So, you know, the blessing comes with the birthright. How many of you knew that? The blessing to the oldest son comes because he is the oldest son. It comes with the birthright. Jacob took what belonged to him because the flesh despised it. What does it say about the flesh? "He who puts his hand to the plow and shrinks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." Esau despised his birthright. His God is his belly, just like a pig or a dog. The pearl doesn't mean anything to him. His God is his belly. He's looking for something to fill his flesh. Something intangible of great worth like a birthright doesn't mean anything to him. That's why there's no repentance for the flesh. So you see it? Jacob I have loved and Esau I have hated. God hates the works of the flesh. Self-justification dependent upon itself, not dependent upon God. And we even, you know, in a Sedgway from last night, we see that dependency and independency. What happens in the 7 years of plenty, Tiki? People are independent, aren't they? What happened in the years of famine? They suddenly become dependent upon Joseph to distribute. All of us in Joseph's picture of Jesus. But Isaac seen Jacob as if he were Esau and gave him the blessing. And that's a picture of us being seen as our older brother, Christ. For his sacrifice, Isaac or God loved Esau because of his savory meat. The sacrifice that Jesus gave that pleased God. So that our spirit could be accepted by the sacrifice of the flesh. And even as it was good for Esau to be rejected for Jacob's sake, so it was good for our older brother Jesus to be rejected for our sake. A body you have prepared for me. Sin is condemned in sinful flesh because of that. See how it switches a little bit for the understanding? What it means that Jesus became accounted among the sinners for us? Amen.